Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been a little more than 2 years since the U.S. Olympic Committee and the City of Boston parted ways, ending the city's bid to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. Political analyst and pollster Steve Cazella says with the Games going to another country, Boston voters don't seem to have regrets.
The 2024 Olympics will be held in Paris, not Boston. A new WBUR poll finds most Boston voters are just fine with that. Just 1 in 3 think the Boston Olympics would have been a good thing for the city, while 60% say it would have been bad. Those numbers are even more negative than a year ago, when opinion was roughly split. Boston 2024's backers, led by Mayor Marty Walsh and some business leaders, touted the original bid as a chance to rejuvenate our creaky transportation system and reinvent whole neighborhoods. Hosting the Games would prove once and for all Boston is a world-class city, but residents never really got on board. 2.5 years later, Bostonians seem to have moved on. That may be because they have a lot of other issues on their minds. In this week's poll, majorities said they were satisfied with only 2 of 11 issues facing the city, the availability of jobs and the treatment of immigrants. On the other issues, voters were less pleased. Those included housing prices, traffic, the MBTA, crime and gun violence, the public schools, and race relations. Specifically on the MBTA, just 39% are confident the system is ready for a snowy winter. Only 1 in 3 say the T has improved since the historic 2015 snowstorms, about the same number that approve of how Governor Charlie Baker is handling the region's transit system. These concerns help explain why residents still express an echo of the skepticism that ultimately killed the 2024 Olympic dream. Voters are divided on the tax breaks given to General Electric to move its corporate headquarters to Boston. And while they generally support the city bidding for Amazon's second headquarters and its promise of as many as 50,000 jobs, they are split on whether that bid should include GE-style tax breaks. And unlike the way the GE deal was brokered privately, poll respondents say they want the details of the Amazon bid made public. Voters so far aren't taking any of these concerns out on Mayor Walsh, who has a sparkling favorability rating and a huge lead in this year's re-election campaign. A booming economy will help alleviate a lot of other concerns. But voters seem to be saying, put the city and its problems front and center.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducts political research for WBUR.